Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And we want to thank you for tuning in to Home Based Business 101 this Sunday morning, June the 5th. If you listen to this live or if you're listening to it in the archive later on after the live broadcast at 9 a.m. this morning, we want to just say thank you for being one of those supporters of Home Based Business 101, truly listener-supported radio. We thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to tune in to what it is that we share here on these airways. Well, today's show is a very interesting topic. It's called The Importance of Having a Business Plan for Your MLM Business. Yes, having a business plan. This is so, so important. And why is it important? Well, from several perspectives. First, I'm talking about, you know, from a perspective of having a roadmap so you can follow what it is that you're doing in your business so it's not just sporadic, you know, spontaneity, but an actual plan, and also from a tax purpose point of view. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about it from a tax purpose point of view because a lot of people that we, through Movements and Limited Tax Services, help with their taxes are people that are in network marketing or MLM businesses. And people always ask me to follow them. We get ready to prepare their taxes. I don't want to get audited now. I don't have no red flags where I get audited. Well, the bottom line is you have in a home-based business that you're already under a red flag for being audited. And what I mean by that is the IRS wants to make sure that you can prove that you're running your business like a business. And they have some simple rules, but then they're also getting a little bit more sophisticated. The basic bottom line rule is that you must run your business. You must spend 4 to 5 hours a week in your business. And if you spend 4 to 5 hours a week and can show intent to earn a profit, then you're able to deduct all of the wonderful home-based business tax deductions that are afforded to you and allowed to you under the law. Now, some of those deductions, which really, you know, causes people to have what we call a negative tax write-off, which enables them, if they're leveraging their business against their job, to get more money back on their taxes, is their home, because it's a home-based business. You're operating out of your home, which means your mortgage, percentage of your mortgage, percentage of your utility bills, percentage of your property tax, percentage of your upkeep on your home becomes tax deductible. And that could be come out to sometimes I've seen as high as up to like about $20,000 in expenses. So that's a $20,000 tax write-off. You add that with mileage on your car, which is about another, could end up being like about another $10,000. That's $1,000 tax deduction. Well, the IRS wants you to be able to document that you're actually really running your business like a business because, see, you could end up with, I've seen in some cases, where people have as high as $50,000 worth of tax write-offs for their home-based business, which could cause them, which in some cases could be more than what your income was. It's not your fault that you work and run your business out of your home. And by having that, it lowers the tax liability. So to say, maybe if you had $50,000 in income, but you got $50,000 in tax write-off, and on paper you got zero income, which means all of the money that was taken out of your check on your job comes back to you. Now, the IRS doesn't like that. They really don't. And so when people say, I don't want to get audited, don't have no red flag, well, the only thing I can tell you, if you don't want to get audited, then don't write your multi-level market or your network market business off on your taxes. But there's something else that you can do besides being able to show the 4 to 5 hours a week that you put in your business and the showing the intent to earn a profit. And that is to make sure that you have a business plan. Why do you want a business plan? Because if you get called in and get audited, what is the IRS going to look for? Okay, let's go through that. They have a 17-question guide that the auditors go through. And I'm going to go through some of those questions and tell you why they're important and why you need to have a business plan so you can address these things in your business plan. There's also a 64-page document that shows the IRS attack plan for network marketing businesses and how they want to try to prove that it's a hobby and not a business, so that way they can disqualify your deductions. If you'd like to get a copy of that 64-page document, you can email me at Baba, that's B-A, like boy, apple boy, Jahi, J-A-H-I, 17@gmail.com, and say, please send me the 64-page IRS attack plan. Or you can send a text message to 252-458-3712, and in that text message, include your email address and say, please email me the IRS 64-page attack plan. Again, email address is Baba, B-A-B-A-J-A-H-I, 17@gmail.com. Phone number, 252-458-3712. You can either email me or text me. If you text me, make sure you include your email address in the text message and say you need a copy of the 64-page IRS attack plan, and I'll send it to you so you can review it and read it so that you know what you're up against and why you need to have a business plan. Okay, let's go through the 17 suggested interview questions. Question number one. And question number one is, when did the taxpayer first include a Schedule C, a Schedule F, 1120S, or 1065 for tax purposes? And these are the forms that go in with your business as far as your business tax deduction. So the first thing they're going to do is, when did you start writing this off? You know, because believe it or not, the IRS does not want you to have all of your tax money back. You know, it's like if they can keep it, they want to keep it. They don't want you to have it. So the first thing they're going to do is they want to know, when did you start doing this? Next is, what general industry, what specialized niche is the business in? A lot of people I help, which was in the same business that I'm in, Serves 365, well, our industry is travel. If it's you doing health products like people do in total life changes, then it would be health and wellness industry. So you need to know what industry you're involved in. But see, this is the things that they're going to do. They're going to ask, they're going to find out what industry you're in. You know, where is the business conducted? Business is conducted from your home. Because in most cases, most of us in network marketing, we do not go set up an office. Our office is our home, that way we have the home-based business tax deductions. What geographical area in the country are you located in? And what specific demographic target population? Who's your target population? Okay, next. Is the business seasonal or ongoing? Is your business seasonal or ongoing? These are important questions that the IRS auditor will go through with you. Next is, did the taxpayer have a business plan? See, they want to know. See, if you have a business plan, then what happens is that you throw them off guard, because I'm willing to bet and willing to say the following. 95 out of 100 network marketers do not have a business plan. If you're a network marketer, you're the MLM business and you're listening to this radio show today, ask yourself and be honest. Do thy own self be true? Do you have a business plan that's able to show your losses, your profit, and how you're running your business as a business, and what time do you put into your business? I went to an audit one time before with someone, and they asked the person, they says, well, what do you do full-time? The person told them what their job was, and they said, wow, that probably takes a lot of your time. They said, you know, it keeps me kind of busy. They said, well, what time do you get to work? 7 in the morning. What time do you get off? 7 at night. And then they ask you the $64,000 question. Well, when do you find time to do this business that you have now here on the Schedule C? If you work 12 hours a day, when do you find time to do this business? And see, people start fumbling and bumbling, going, da, 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 da. You know, when, well, I do such and such on, you know, when I'm off, you know, so you can't be sporadic. What I mean by sporadic, your business, you should have a work schedule. I have a work schedule, the days that I work and the hours and the days that I'm off. And you should have a work schedule. And because they're going to ask you next, well, how does your job know how much to pay you? And the obvious answer is because, hey, you put your time in. There's a time clock. And they ask you, well, for your business, where's your time clock? You know, where do you have time sheets? Do you track the amount of hours that you put into your business? Because, again, you only have to put in 4 to 5 hours a week, but most people do not have any documentation of when they work their business. They say, well, you know, I prospect. When I'm out and about, I talk to people, I do this, I do that. Well, you should have a work schedule. See, because the next they're going to ask you, and if you have a business plan, you have all of that in there, because question number 8, was the business plan followed? See, the other side is not only having a business plan, but did you follow it? So if you say, well, I work my business Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, p.m. to 9 p.m., that's 3 hours each. I mean, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's 2 hours a night on each one of those nights, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's 6 hours a week. That meets the four-hour requirement. And then if you do stuff on Saturday, you say, well, you know, on Saturday, which I don't work my job, you know, Saturday, you know, I put in 4 hours on Saturday, but you work in your business 10 hours a week. And if you work your business 10 hours a week, most of us know that are involved in network marketing, multi-level marketing. If you put in 10 solid work hours a week, you're going to make some money. See, so it's important to have that business plan and showing that you actually are following a system, that you actually are working the business as a business. Question number 9, did the taxpayer proposal compete with similar businesses? See, who's your competition? What business are you competing against? You got to be able to show that in your business plan. You know, who are you competing against? And what's your competition? And what are you doing different than your competition is doing? All of these are things that goes in your business plan. Number 10, when did the idea for the business activity originate? When did you start doing the business? And, you know, where did you get the idea from? Was the business plan in writing? So you can't just fumble off some things. You show them a written business plan, and I tell you right now, you show an auditor a written business plan that you have followed, the audit is over. You say, wow, you really do run your business like a business. Okay, we will honor these deductions. So I'm just telling you, this is so, so important, why you need to have a business plan. And again, to thy own self be true. Ask yourself, do I have a business plan? If you don't have a business plan and you're writing off, you know, all of these different things to help you save on your taxes and getting that big tax return check, a lot of people like to brag about in network marketing. Hey, I got $20,000 back. I got $15,000 back. I got $10,000 back. And you don't have a business plan? Be prepared in the coming future that you're not going to get that back, or you get it back, then the IRS will call you in and ask you to defend the tax return And if you have a business plan, you can defend it. If you don't have one, you can say, hey, give us our money back. And that's a hurting feeling. I've seen a person had to cough up $16,000 that they did not have because the IRS audited them and disqualified their tax deductions. Question, what are the financial requirements to start the business? Okay, so then your business plans, are you going to list that? What your startup cost was, if you have a monthly auto ship, and then if you buy such supplies as paper and ink for your printer, you know, to make flyers to advertise your business, you know, anything, your cell phone expense, your internet expense, whatever it is that you have to spend money on to deal with your business. Question 13, how were the funds obtained? Was it bank loans, investors, personal savings, family, whatever? No, it's for most of us, the startup money, we just comes out of pocket, which means you started the business with your own resources. But you need to list that in the business plan, because in any business plan, it always talks about where the startup capital comes from. Next is, what documentation is available? See, if you took the money out of your savings, or you took it out of your 401k or whatever it is, wherever the money came from, then, you know, you need to document, you know, where the money came from. And most of the people they do is, one of the things you can do is on paper. You loan the business the money. You know, if the business borrows the money from you as a loan that is due to be paid back, you can include that in your business plan. So that way, when you're doing your business and you say, well, you know, after you made XYZ worth of dollars, you paid yourself back the money that you used to invest in the business. Next question, is the business currently being financed? Again, that's if, you know, you, depending on the type of business it is and how much money you had to put out to get involved in the business, whether or not you financed a loan or anything like that. And then the last question, what financial risks are involved in this type of business? What are the risks? All businesses have risks. So you need to be able to include what type of financial risks are involved in your business, and we can address all of those things in your business plan. And again, if you need help with a business plan, we provide those services at Movements Unlimited Tax Services. Again, you can just basically give us a shoot us a text, say, I want business plan help, and we'll send you the information and a link for how you can pay for the services to be able to obtain a business plan specifically for your business. We schedule an interview and go through how does your business work, how does your network marketing opportunity work, how did you get involved, what funds that you have to put out, what hours are you working it, what do you do when you do work it, and come up with a business plan specifically for your type of business. Again, my number is 252-458-3712. You can text me there, or you can email me at Baba, B-A-B-A, Jahi, J-A-H-I, 17@gmail.com. I need business plan help. Now again, this is so important. Do not overlook this fact of why you need to have a business plan for your network marketing business. See, and like I said, 95% of network marketers do not have a business plan, which means when you get audited, your day is coming. If you haven't gotten audited yet, if you're writing off everything that you can under the sun in terms of your business, a good tax preparer is going to, you know, definitely, you know, ask you about having a business plan if you don't already have one. Because, see, when you come to them and you're writing everything off under the sun and they help you with that and you get that big tax return, is at a certain point, you know, so I'm going through right now with my clients, those that don't have business plans, I'm going through encouraging them for us to take it to the next level of having a business plan. If not, then I'm telling them certain things, you know, we're not going to write off, even though they qualify to write them off. But I know what's going to happen. I've seen it happen. I know what's going to happen. When they get audited, then they're going to be looking at me like, well, why you didn't tell me this? Why you let me put all that stuff down? $31,000 worth of business losses, and now the IRS is flagging me and want to give them back the money that I received on my tax return. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have wrote that stuff off. I'd have spent the money that they gave me. Now I got to come up with $9,000 that I don't have to pay them, or you know they're putting me in a program where they're going to garnish my check. I didn't get in all of this for all of that. Well, again, if you're going to write everything off, you got to make sure you sit down and come up with a business plan, because if you don't, your day is coming. Mark my word, your day is coming. The IRS is getting more and more aggressive with their tactics to get and keep monies that taxpayers have taken out of their check, even though the rule says if you can demonstrate that you work 4 to 5 hours a week in your business, you can show intent to earn profit, that you qualify for all of the deductions that you want to deduct. Remember, the game is they don't want you to have the deductions. Even though they're legal, it's your right, but they do not want you to receive that money. And so they're getting more and more aggressive. They have a 64-page attack plan. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of that plan, so that way you don't have to take my word for what I'm saying, but read it yourself. And the 17 questions that I just, bullet points that I just went over, I can show you that in an IRS document, and I can send those things to you. What you do is you text me at 252-458-3712 and say, include your email address and ask me to send you the IRS attack plan that auditors are using to keep people from receiving all of their tax deductions. So very, very important. And if you need help, I can help you with a business plan. Our company, Movements Unlimited Tax Services, and we don't charge arm and a leg. $150, which you're not going to find hardly anywhere, is because, see, we do volume. So we can charge $150. Average person is charging anywhere from $300 to $500 to do a business plan. And what we do is we put together for you a 3-year business plan. So that way it's good for 3 years. And then all you got to do is just follow the script. Follow the script. Follow your business plan. Do what you got written in the business plan that we come up with. And you'll protect yourself against any auditor, because the bottom line is the IRS knows in most cases when a person comes in that they audit, that's a network marketer, they're going to play around with you for a little while, then they're going to ask you. You have a business plan. And the average and majority, like I said, 95 out of 100 network marketers are going to say, no, I don't have a business plan. And then it's like, well, how do you know how to run this business? You don't have a business plan. Well, how do we know that these deductions you got down here are legit? See, all of that's covered in your business plan. All of that's covered in your business plan. So it's important that you have one. Buyer beware. Don't have one, your day is coming. And when your day comes, you can't do it after the fact. You need to have it going into the audit. You can't find out you're being scheduled for an audit and say, okay, well, let me come up with a business plan. Too late. Too late. Too late. You need to have it before you go to the audit. See, because they're going to ask you, when was this business plan put together? See, in the business plan, we are dated. So in other words, if someone, I'm working on that now with a couple of clients, and their business plan will be dated June 2016, which means when they did when we do their taxes for the next year for 2016, we have a business plan that covers how the business was run for the year 2016. We also have in there how it's run for 2017. And again, it's projections. No guarantee that it's going to be the way it's supposed to be in terms of the monies and the finance, but at least you got on paper an explanation as to why you have these losses. Because, see, you do it the right way, you're going to have some tremendous business losses because you work from your home. And those losses are going to offset what you earn on your job, and also what you earn in terms of the business. And it's going to be a while before you break even. And what I mean by that, probably not until you make enough money on your network marketing business that enables you to leave your job is when you would break even or exceed, you know, no longer having a loss, but having a plus. So, but the business plan is so, so important, people. Please do not take this lightly. And again, you can email me at babajahi17@gmail.com, or you can text me at 252-458-3712 and say, I want the IRS. You text me, give me a copy of your email address. Say, please send me the IRS attack plan and send me an application for getting a business plan. And we'd be more than happy to help you. With that said, I'm going to get ready to wrap up for this Sunday morning. And I want to again thank people for tuning in. And, you know, I didn't talk real loud this morning. You know, and it might not sound like I had a lot of excitement and enthusiasm in my voice, because I'm not trying to oversell this idea of having a business plan. I wanted to keep it mild, calm, to the point, and just a serious conversation with you this morning, with not a lot of hype and fanfare, but basically letting you know this is very serious. Because, as I said, 95 out of 100 network marketers do not have a business plan. And by not having one, if you're writing off everything under the sun, which I know a lot of network marketers do, because that's a lot of them look forward to, is getting that big tax return and writing off everything that they can. And your day is coming. Remember that. Baba Jahi gave you the warning. Your day is coming. The IRS, the government is broke, y'all. Let's face some real, all the true hard facts. The government is broke. The economy is, like, you know, crazy. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of other things I could talk about. Camps that some of you probably haven't heard of, or when disaster comes or when the economy crashes and people no longer going to be able to afford their homes. They're going to have FEMA camps for people to go to. Well, what's the difference between a FEMA camp and a concentration camp? But anyway, that's a whole topic for a whole nother show. But the government is broke, and if you want to keep your tax return money, make sure you have a business plan so you have a defense strategy to deal with how they are dealing with taxes. I'm a sports fanatic, and, you know, when we talk about sports such as football, yeah, offense is good, but the best football team is a football team in terms of having a great defense. Your defense for an audit is a business plan. Defenses win championships. You know, who won the championship in the Super Bowl last year? The Denver Broncos, because why? Their defense shut Cam Newton down. And so the offense didn't really have to score that many points. The defense shut Cam Newton down. Offense got enough points to help win the game, but the defense was what really won the game, which won the Super Bowl last year. It was Denver's defense that won the Super Bowl. Your defense that will win your Super Bowl with your taxes is your business plan. So make sure you get one. Whether you use Movements Unlimited's tax services or not, make sure that you get a business plan. Because if you're not, it's just a matter of time, and as the dice rolls, you will be in trouble. This Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we'll be doing a special conference call on 712-432-3100. I'll repeat again, 712-432-3100. The PIN number is 513-088. And we'll be doing a call called the Ultimate Tax Solution Savings Program. where we'll be going in depth, home-based business taxes. And again, I'll be covering parts about the business plan on that call. That call is 9 o'clock each night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. So tune in. You're welcome to tune in. And again, if you need any information about what we're doing, shoot me a text, shoot me an email, and we'd be more than happy to help you. And with that said, hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. Till next time, thank you. God bless. Goodbye.